From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. and the U.N. respond to the North Korean situation. The world, including President Donald Trump, is pondering how to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test on Sunday. VOA's White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports.
After briefing President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence at the White House, Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a strong message to North Korea about its provocative actions.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
President Trump, in a tweet, called Pyongyang's latest action hostile and dangerous. He said he's considering an economic boycott of any country doing business with North Korea, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's preparing a new round of sanctions. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea Monday morning. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
To the members of the Security Council, I must say enough is enough.
That's the voice of United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. The UN Security Council is holding emergency talks today following North Korea's largest nuclear test to date, amidst reports that Pyongyang is preparing to test another ballistic missile.
The North Korean nuclear program is more advanced and more dangerous than ever. They now fire missiles over Japanese airspace. They now have ICBM capabilities. They now claim to have tested a hydrogen bomb. And just this morning, there are reports that the regime is preparing for yet another ICBM launch.
She said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is begging for war with his actions. This is VOA News. In the meantime, U.S. President Donald Trump and his counterpart in Seoul on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and to push for even stronger sanctions at the United Nations against North Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in called for the United Nations to consider blocking oil shipments to the North, according to government officials in Seoul. Trump's 40-minute phone call with Moon took place a day after the North Koreans conducted what it says was a test of a new thermonuclear weapon. Indonesia's foreign ministers in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi to discuss the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. Nearly 400 people have died, most of them insurgents. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. From Nairobi, Joe Craig has more about what happens next.
The Supreme Court's decision to annul the victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta puts the country in uncharted territory. Adams Olo is a senior lecturer at the University of Nairobi.
It's the first time that one arm of the government, and specifically the judiciary, has been brave enough, if I can use those words, to stick to the constitutional provisions under the rule of law.
And the clock is now ticking, after the court ruled that fresh polls must be held within 60 days. In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Now, President Kenyatta said he will respect the court ruling, but referred to Supreme Court justices as wakora. That's a Swahili word for crooks. And Mr. Odinga has continued to condemn the Electoral Commission. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that the city is open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane on August 25th, spent several days lingering around the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast as a tropical storm. Pat Lawrence in the southwest Texas town of Vidor is dealing with the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't really comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 44 deaths are reported from Harvey, which also displaced more than 1 million people. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.